Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. We are, the words Eid Afki, again, we're in the middle of a Kasha, so we just go back to just explain. The Mishnah told us that someone who is putting down the basket down, and part of it is in the Rishus HaYachid, is going to be putter. So Chizkiah qualified, and Chizkiah said that this was only the case when we're referencing a basket with the things that were very long, like cucumbers and gourds. However, right, that was a case of Kishuin and Deluin. However, if it was a small mustard seed, then you would in fact be Chayav, even if part of the basket is in both areas, the Rishus Rabbim and the Rishus HaYachid, since the parts of the seeds are going to fully be transferred, then a person would be Chayav, and then the Gemara deduced from Chizkiah that he held that eged kli lo shmei eged, that if you have the kli, the fact that the kli is binding everything together, halachically that's not recognizable. If part of this mustard seeds are in a different rishus, as if you transfer it, doesn't matter that you have the basket in both rishuses. Rabbi Yochanan argues, and Rabbi Yochanan held that even if it was Mayachadir Pater, because he held that Eged Kli is Shmei Eged, that the fact that it's in one Kli, it's all in one basket, it's all together, that would, even if some of the mustard seeds are in a different Rishus, the basket defines it as being in both still remaining in the Rishus Seyachid, so never went out to the Rishus Rabbim, so therefore Eged Shmei Kli Eded, halachically does have significance. So the Gemara was in the process of asking Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara was asking that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara, when the second case of the Braisa, seemed to assume that when it came to the, if you hold that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, then you would hold that you would have the first, the Mashicha would be a Chal, the Kinyan Geneva would have happened first, and only afterwards would you have the Isser Shabbos. So then you wouldn't have Kim Lemin Ramine. We mentioned yesterday, Kim Lemin Ramine is if you have a simultaneous action, that you're Chai of two different things, you only get the more Chamer punishment. So if a person does Geneva simultaneously is violating an Isser Derais of Shabbos, so since he's going to be punished with the death penalty, he doesn't have to pay money. That's the Gemara learns it out, and the Gemara and Hedrin talks about it for a long time, but that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, that's not the case, because if you hold of Eged Kli Shmei Eged, then you would have the Geneva first before you have the Isser Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, though, Ida Afke, Rabbi Yochanan would respond to that, Ida Afke Derech Piv, if the Ganav had taken this purse by its mouth of the Kli over here, Hachinami, so you would be correct that the case of the Geneva would happen first. However, we're not discussing that. Hachamay Askinan, Da Afke Derech Shav. Here we're talking about where the Ganav, where the thief took it out by its underside, which is terminated. He's talking about the bottom of the purse. And he dragged it out that way. In that situation, the last part of the kli is only going to come out in the new domain when you do the mashicha, and therefore they're coming at the same exact time. And Rabbi Yochanan would hold that it is simultaneous. The geneva and the isser shabbos would happen simultaneously, and it would have the isser, and it would have kibbutz arbeinei, and it would only be chayav one. But the Gemara questioned this. Now the Gemara says, "Ve'aika makam chama." But is that true that the bottom of the purse there is stitching? Okay, so what? Now turning on to the next amma. Di'i bai mafke le v'shakel. If the ganav wanted to, he could just simply tear open the seams and take the coins even before the mouth of the purse had passed the domain. And the Gemara was assuming that would be halacha like significant to create the kinyan. And if that's the case, it was creating the kinyan before. Again, going back to our question, then the kinyan would happen before you've actually taken out the ma'aser shabbos. So you would be chayav first the ganeva, and only then would be chayav on Maisa Shabbos. So the Gemara, the Maharans is now we're talking about Benascha, we're talking about long metal strips. And we're assuming that the entire purse is not in the Rishus Rabbim. He didn't acquire any of the long strips, and therefore he's not going to be chayav for the Geneva either until he brings them out in the Rishus Rabbim, in which case he'd be chayav and Shabbos simultaneously. The Gemara asks, so the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, "V'kevan de'ikash nuts and mafik le'ad pume." So if the Gemara asks, but that's the case, so the purse has laces to close its opening, so therefore you should be chayav to be chayav in the geneva before that, because as soon as you take it out of its mouth in the public domain, since he's able, why? Because v'shar v'shaka v'shnitzen, so the Gemara is saying v'shar v'shaka v'shnitzen agdim and gavi, and he can untie the straps and remove the contents of the purse, and then that's the case, the laces would remain bound inside in the private domain, and yet he's not going to be chayav yet for Shabbos we're going to assume that the kinyan geneva happened, yet he's not going to be chayav Shabbos until you bring it out into the Rishus Rabbim, again saying that this is really not simultaneous, and in which case the Geneva should happen first. So the Gemara answered this as well. The Gemara answers, what are we discussing over here? We're talking about over here, Deleika Shnitz, and we're talking about a case where you do not have laces. If you don't have laces, the Kinyan Geneva never happened earlier, no question. The Gemara says, maybe you could give another suggestion to Ispe Umar Kheale. We're discussing a case where it has laces, and the laces were, they were wrapped around the person. If they were wrapped around the person, you would also not have the Shaila of the Kinyan Geneva over here, because none of its things are going to be behind it. The person is not going to be dragged. There's no Shaila of the Kinyan Geneva happening before. Now the Gemara just mentions that we are Different Amoraim disagreed with this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya. So Gemara now says, "V'chein Amar Rava Loshana Ela Bekupa Mleya Kishun Dleim." That the Mishnah, he was qualifying the Mishnah. He was saying that it was only talking reference to cucumbers and gourds, which are again very long. Aval Mleya Charda. However, if they're mustard seeds, Chayav. So what do we see? That Alma Kasaver Eged Shmink Like Mia. The Rava as well held that the fact that the kli is holding it together is not going to be significant. The fact that you're Chayav on the mustard seeds, if it's in a different shush, the fact that it's all in one basket does not change it. That's like Chizkiya had said he's following Chizkiya. And Abaye says, "A barman afilu melei achardal pater." So he's going to be holding like Rabbi Yochanan. Because of egel klishmeya, the fact that you have a basket in both the rishus and rishus yachin, even though some of the mustard seeds are in a completely different rishus, you would still be pater as Rabbi Yochanan held, because the halachically the bond of the basket is going to create the fact that it's considered in both rishus and never really transferred it yet. Now the Gemara just understands. The Gemara now says, "Though come Abaye b'shita the Rava, come Rava b'shita the Abaye." So now the Gemara says that apparently Abaye ended up switching to Rava shita later on. In life, he went and he chazered it, and he changed up his shita, and he switched to what he held, and also kam Rava b'shita Abaye, then Abaye ended up switching to Abaye, so Rava ended up switching to shita Abaye. So at the end of the day, now to keep this, because it's very important for the next kasha, that at the end of the day, now we're assuming Abaye is holding like Chizkiya. We originally thought that he was like Rabbi Yochanan. We're saying no, he's holding like Chizkiya, that Eged Kli is Shmei Eged, and then Rava is holding like shita Rabbi Yochanan. He's holding Rabbi Yochanan Eged Kli. So he's going to be holding like the Shita Rabbi Yochanan that Eged Kli Shmei Eged. So sorry if I said before that so he'd be holding again. So then we would be assuming that Abaye would be like Chizkiya, and Chizkiya holds Eged Shmei Lo Shmei Eged. If I mentioned it differently, that's what I meant to say now. Okay. So now the Gemara says Rami de Abaye ad Abaye Rami de Rava Rava. However, there seems to be a contradiction between what Abaye said and what Rava said, meaning that they seemingly had contradictory statements. Now these contradictory statements are only after we assume that they switch. That if you assume Abaye is going with Shita's Chizkiya and Rava is going like Shita's Rabbi Yochanan. Tosafot just point out, why didn't you just say that this was before? Apparently the Gemara knew that this was already after they had switched their opinions, that this comment was made by them, because then otherwise we wouldn't have a theory. You're right. If we just say that it was when they said it earlier, but the Gemara doesn't answer that. So the Gemara clearly knew that this was apparently after they had already made their switch of what they held, like Abaye switched to Rava, Shita, Rava switched to Abaye. Now what is this theory? The Gemara says the Itmar. So it was stated once, Hamotzi Peres L'Rishus Rabin, that someone who takes produce from if a person transfers it with his hand, he would in fact be chayav. Rashi points out over here, this has nothing to do with really eged kli. This sugya is, he just says eged guf loshme eged, that the bond, the halachic bond by one's body is not referred to as a bond. So therefore, once it goes into the rishus rabim, he's going to be chayav, even the fact that the person's hand is attached to his body, because there's no concept of the fact that your hand is connected to your body, according to Abaye. However, bekli pater, that's the point we want to mention over here, that kli is pater. The fact that if you take it in one basket, then you would in fact be putter. So we'd see over here that Abaye is holding that Eged Kli is Shmei Eged. However, if you hold like Abaye is assuming like Chizkiya held that Eged Shmei is Eno Eged, right? Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. That's Chizkiya Shita. So Abaye is Soser. Here he's going like Rabbi Yochanan, whereas we assume that he was going like Chizkiya. Now the Gemara says the steer and Rav, Rav Amar Biad Putter. If it's in his hand, he's going to be exempt. However, Bekli Chayev, if he is in a Kli, he's going to be Chayev. And apparently Rava, if you're going to be Chayev, that would be Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. If Eged is Lo Shmei Eged, that is like Chizkiya, but we're assuming now that Rava was going like Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a steer between the two, these two Amoraim over here. The Gemara answers, right, Ipuch, we have to switch their shitas and fix it around, that Rava, so in the last teaching, that Rava is going to be the one who says that you're going to be Pater, Abaye is the one who says that you are going to be Chayev. Now the Gemara just asks a question, but Yad Chayev, how could it be that if you transfer it with your hand, one would in fact be Chayev, if you're going to be, according to Abaye, you're going to be chayav because of the fact he said that eged guf lo shmei eged. What the Mishnah told us, the very first Mishnah, very first amud of this Masechta told us v'atnan. The Mishnah told us pashat ba'al abayis es yodol achutz. If someone had extended his hand outside from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim v'nata ani metocha, and the poor person took from it oshanaz and lechem echnes, or the person took that object into the ba'al abayis' hand, and then the ba'al abayis brought it out, then brought it by Sodan, shneim p'turim, both going to be pater because both of them didn't do an Akira and Hanacha. But if you assume over here that you stick your hand out, you're going to be Chayav as Abaye wanted to Taina. In this case, why should be the moment that the Ani sticks his hand out or the Baal Abaye sticks his hand out, both of them should be Chayav. It doesn't matter if the Ani took it, if they didn't take it. It doesn't matter. So the Gemara answers, no. Hasam, when we're talking about the case of the Baal Abaye and the Ani, we're talking about a case where it's Lamala Meshlosha, that the Baal Abaye, his hand never came below three Tfachim from the ground. And if it never came below three tefachim of the gan, then he never had a hanacha. So it has nothing to do with the fact that Ege Clear is not Shmegel Kli, that it has nothing to do with he never had a hanacha. He took it before it got to the chance where you have lavad. However, in this situation, hacha, in the case of Rava, lamata moshosha, the person's hand came below three tefach from the ground, so therefore, lachically, assuming that it's already in the new rishus, if it's in the new rishus, then it's going to be lavad tells us that anything within three tefach on the ground is viewed as the ground, and therefore, in Rava's case, the hanacha was performed, so Rava really, in fact, has nothing to do, that had nothing to do with Eged Clear or not, he's talking about the fact that it's in a new rishus, so you had a hanacha, and therefore you're going to be chayav. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah, but how do you do carrying? We know that a person is going to be chayav misa if he carries in the normal way. So the Mishnah discusses how, in fact, a person will be chayav to do it, to be chayav misa, to be chayav from transferring one rishus to the other. Gemara says, "Amotzi bin mishnah says, 'Amotzi bin bimino bin mismolo.' So if someone carries out from rishus yachad to rishus rabin, whether it's his right hand or his left hand, I suppose the left hand was done in the mishkan, besocheko al ksefav, or in his stomach or on his shoulders, chayav shekin masuk nechas. He's going to be chayav because this was the way that the sons of kahas, the children of kahas, we know they're responsible for taking." The Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos, they were covered for the heavier things, they would put it on their shoulders. So many explain that only the last part is talking about Shekin Masa B'nei Kahas. That is something that's unusual, but people carry things all the time in both their hands, and they carry things in their stomachs. The way that those first things, you don't need to bring a raya from B'nei Kahas. Only the last part, which is putting it above your shoulder, people don't usually carry that all the time. That is, even though it's uncommon, the Achronim explained that even though it's uncommon, then you would have thought maybe it's unusual. You have to therefore come to tell you that that was Masa B'nei Kahas, therefore going to be chayav. Then the Mishnah continues, Kal Acha Yav, someone carries an unusual marrow, which how is that? Viragla, if you carry out with your foot, bibib, or in your mouth, Tosfos just point out, in your mouth, things that are only not the normal, but Tosfos has a kasha based on Greece, so Tosfos comes to the conclusion, there's only things that you don't normally put in your mouth, meaning if I'm carrying a button or something in my mouth, then I'm not going to be chayav. However, if I have food, which is normal to put in my mouth, and I carry that out like that, then in fact I would be chayav. Uve market, because if you put something in your, this machukas Rashi tells us actually about this. Rashi holds that it's a thing we're talking about an armpit under your arms, and Tosas hold that it's holding in your elbows. But also, if you have it in your ear, uve saro in your hair, ubendato piyata mata. Also, if you have with Rashi understands it's a money belt, and it's going to be different because you're holding it downwards and it's normally called upwards. So this again is kalachaya. That is not a normal fashion of carrying. Ben pundaso lechaluko. If it's between your money belt and your shirt, which is not the normal derech either, of isfas chaluka, or if it's you carrying it in the hem of your cloak, again these are all ways which are not the derech. But also if it's in your shoe or your sandal, pater are going to be exempt. So let's take derech hamotzim because you don't do it the way people normally do it, and therefore you're not going to be chayav midoraisa because that is considered in lo kederech, and every melacha needs to be done the way that is considered usual, whether that was the way they did a mishkan like was mentioned, or something that's just the usual way people do a melacha. Now the gemara continues. Rabbi Lazar says, someone is transferring a load, and it's going to be more than 10 tefachim, you're going to be chayav on Shabbos. So just an example, if you go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and you carry an object, and let's say you're holding it above you, or you're holding it just stam, and you never bring it below 10 tefachim, chiddush over here is that usually 10 tefachim is considered a makom tor. Over here, it's still going to be chayav. Why is she getting masav b'nei kahas? That is how B'nai Kahas traveled. And how do I know that that's how B'nai Kahas? The Gemara continues now. The Gemara says, Masa B'nai Kahas Minela. And how do I know that that's how B'nai Kahas carried? The Pasuk says, Al Mishkan Ve'al Mizbeach Savi. The Pasuk says that this is how the things in terms of the Mishkan and also the Mizbeach, that they were carried like that. So now, Aga, this is a Rishrayas Parshas Mimimimir, Bamidbar, Makish Mizbeach Al Mishkan. So that we have a hekesh, we put together the fact that there was Mizbeach and the Mishkan, that's how they carried things. What is that? Ma Mishkan Esra Amos. We know, just like the Mishkan was 10 Amos tall, Af Mizbeach is Esra Amos, the Mizbeach was also 10 Amos tall. How do I know the Mishkan was 10 Amos tall? The Gemara asks, Mashkan Meneguf Menelan, how do I know that the Mishkan was 10 Amos tall? The Gemara says, Dechsev Esra Amos Orach HaKodesh. It says that the length of the wooden beams are 10 Amos, so that if those wooden beams are carrying the Mishkan, the Pashas, that is the size of the Mishkan, so that was we're talking about the ones obviously vertically ones. The ones are vertical, they're 10 Amos high, that's how the length of the Mishkan. Now the Gemara continues, Yechsev Vayifros Esa Oel Al Mishkan, the Pasuk also says that he spread the tent, the covering over the Mishkan. Ve'amar Rav Moshe Rabbeinu Parso. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who spread over this covering over the Mishkan. Now the Gemara says we cannot limit Gavon Shel Leviim Esra Amos. So we see from here that the Leviim were also considered 10 Amos tall. The Gemara is assuming that since Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall and he didn't have to spread it over it was past just his length. He was just putting it. It didn't sound like he had to raise himself or jump or anything like that. So it must have been that he was also 10 Amos. And if he put it over the Mishkan, so he was 10 Amos tall. And the Gemara was now now assuming as well that since Moshe was a Levi, Bepashtus, all the Levim were of similar, almost exactly the same height, of 10 amos tall. So the Gemara now says, Ugemire, so we didn't even get to the Cheshbon yet. So now the Gemara says that we have a Masorah, we learn out, some say Masorah, some just know this, is the standard way of carrying, whatever it is, whether it's Masorah, is the standard way of carrying, the Choltuna, the Midile, the Mutos, Tiltla Mitla, Tre Tlata Mitlas. We have a Masorah that any load a person is carrying with poles, it's going to be 1/3 above the guy's shoulders and 2/3 below their shoulders. So over here, we're talking about something, so if a person is 10 amos, so over here, then that would come out that that in this situation, the Mizbeach was also 10 amos, is going to be, so then here, it's going to be 2/3 above, it's going to be 6 2/3 amos is going to be above, and then the rest is going to be 3 and a third amos, right? That is going to be between you and the Mizbeach and the ground. So we say, Ishkach Tavim Midalai Tuva, we see that the Mizbeach was way above 10 Tfachim, right? It was 3 1/3 Amos, comes out to, if an Amma is 6 Tfachim, so it's 18 and a third times 3, a third times 6 is going to be 20. So we have 20 Tfachim is going to be this size. So we see this is way above, and yet this is the way they carry it, so then you're for sure going to be Chayav. Now the Gemara says, V'ibayis Ima Me'aron. Or you can learn it out from the Aron, you don't have to learn it out from the way that the B'nai Kahas carried, but you can learn it from the Aron itself. The Amar Mar Aron Tishad. We know that the Aron was 9 Tfachim tall. How do I know that? The Pasuk says that the Aron was Amma V'chetzi, right? Amma V'chetzi. So the Amma V'chetzi, that is going to come out to 6 Tfachim is each Amma, so then you have 9. So you have 9 Tfachim, the Kapores Tefach, and the covering is going to be on top of that is one tefach height as well. So then, Harekan Asar, they're going to cut to 10 Tfachim. Now, the Gemara brings its proof. The Gemara says, Gemara, the Choltuna, the Milamed Mutos. So, Tilta, Milel, Tretel, Milera. That we said before, that if we have a Masorah, that if people carry things, then it's going to be 1/3 is going to be above and 2/3 below. So here also, the Levim carried the arm, which is 6 2/3 above their shoulders, leaving, they must have a gap of a long gap between that and the ground, and that must be Ishtachach L'mala Ma'asar HaVekai. We see that the Aron was way more than 10 Tfachim from the ground over here, because the whole Aron was only 10 Tfachim, and it was carrying it 6 2/3, so they had it way below that, so therefore, way above, sorry, 10 Tfachim, so therefore, we see that someone carries something above 10 Tfachim is in fact going to be kvarid. The Gemara says, why do I need two proofs? So that the Gemara says, Ligmar Moshe, why not just learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu? That would have been enough. Why do I have to learn it out from the Aron as well? Like Gemara says, no, Dilma Moshe Shani. How do I assume that every single Levi was that same height of 10 Amos? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was much taller and other Levim had been much smaller, so if therefore they were much smaller than it would be within 10 Tfachim from the ground, if that's how they carried it, so then in that situation I would have no proof that they were carrying above 10 Tfachim from the ground. We learned out, in different contexts that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina only rests upon someone who's very smart, he's very strong, very wealthy, and the important part for us is very tall. So Moshe Rabbeinu may have been much taller than other people, and therefore that is why he was carrying, he was 10 amos, but the other of them were much shorter, in which case there would be much less of a gap between them and the ground, in which case they were carrying from less than 10 tfachim, so I need both proofs. Now the Gemara says, Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Motzi Masi B'Shabbos Al Rosh Chayav Chatas, Shekinat Shehutza Al Osin Ken. So Rav now says that if someone carries something on his head from one Rosh to another, then like people in Hutzal did this apparently, they would be Chayav. And now you don't have to go people Hutzal. If a person walks in and goes to the old city of Yerushalayim, many times you see the Arab people selling their bread, they put these huge things. I don't know how, they always wonder, how does it stay out like that? Must have like a special, so they put it on their head, and they carry like 40 loaves of bread at one time, they carry it on their heads. So apparently there are people who are still doing this. So the Gemara says, but that's a very strange thing to be doing. I noticed it because it was very strange. They're a strong minority, so therefore that's still considered klachriyad for most people, so therefore that should not be considered that's the derech of carrying. The Gemara says, so therefore you're right, we have to amend what Rav said. Ela yitmar hachi yitmar, we have to fix what Rav said. Amar Rav, b'shur mevchia, echad anti hutzal shehutzi masri al matzor, taba shekein, shechaya shekein, b'nei iros again. Only the people of Hutzal, because their whole city does it, they should in fact be chayav. However, everyone else, you're right, is going to be putter. So because of the fact that who cares, anti hutzal, it's the one little city. The Gemara asks, so even anti hutzal though, if they do that, and that's how they carry, they should still be putter. Because that we have a concept that we bat l'daito atzadam, that if you have a majority that does something, then the fact that you do something is you're considered bat l'daito atzadam, and we go after the rove and we go after the majority of people doing things and not after your personal practice. Rishonim are bothered though over here. Usually that only works for one single guy and everyone else in the whole world does something different. Over here though. This is fundamentally different because the whole entire city is doing so. Usually when I see the Gemara and Kedusha talks about it in different places, that if someone is doing something, the entire city is doing something, maybe it should be the Rechel Gai, that's a Shiloh that we shouldn't ask. But either way, the Gemara accepts his Kash. The Gemara says, right, we even have to fix the second way. And fix the second way we said it. Eli Yitmar Hachamed, we have to fix Rav to say the following. Amotzi Masa Rosha Pater. Someone who has a load is going to be Pater. V'im Tim Tzolomar Anche Hutzal. Oh, and you want to say no, the Anche Hutzal, the people sitting, this is how they carry. So the Gemara, in fact, says now in Das Rav, Batla Daitan, Eitzel Kodam. In fact, in Echanami, the fact that most people don't carry this way, even the people in Hutzel, that's the way they do it, they're still in fact going to be Pater. Now we're going to continue the next Mishnah. So if someone, what his intention was to take an object out in front of him, Rashi says, example, you wrap money in a cloth and tie it in front of you. So you want to have it in front of you, but when you were doing that, somehow or another it got thrown out behind you, when you had to carry it behind you, Pater, you're going to be Pater, because Rashi points out, this is similar to Misasik, because the way you wanted to carry it was not at all carried out, and there, no pun intended, but therefore, and therefore, this is considered like Misasik, it's like an unwilling act, which is something that a person is performing accidentally, which you are Pater on in Shabbos. The Achrav, someone wanted to attend to take something out behind you, Valafan event, but however, it slipped up and it got in front of you, then also Chayev, I'm going to be Chayev, that should be a Shalah, the why in that situation should be Chayev, the Gemara is going to discuss why there should be a difference. Be'emes Amru. So we're going to see this discussion, what exactly, why this, what is Be'emes Amru over here? It's actually important because many Mishnayos have this lashon of Be'emes Amru. So really they said, Ha'isha Cholgeres B'sinar, a woman, if she girded herself with a, it seems to be something that is described as a, as like a pants-like thing where they wore beneath their outer garments, she says, like tznius. So they would wear this ben l'fina ben l'achreya. Whether she intended to wear it in front or behind her, chayav, she's going to be chayav on Shabbos. Why she can't roil chozer? Because it's common that it can move around. If it can move around, then she knows already, memela, even though she intended on wearing it in the front of her, many times it could shift around and be shifted to her backside. So that would be the way it's considered a derech, because that's, it goes around both ways. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekabe piskin. Rabbi Yehuda says that letter carrier as well going to be chayav, and we're going to be chayav. The shayla is what we discussed when we're discussing letter carriers up here. Rashi quotes from the name of Herbosav that it's talking about people who would just transmit royal things from the king. I'd be just speaking of a situation where he accidentally brought it to the wrong guy. So he's still going to be, he's going to be chayav, even though it's not completely fulfilled, but he brought it to one of the guys who worked for the king, he's still going to be chayav for doing that. Rashi says, Lili Begamwe, he's not sure about it. Tosfos and many Rishonim go with something else, Pshat, that it's something, just the people of Malchus, they say, Korbid Shmuel, that they said that it was talking about a situation where a person is, wants to know how many people he has, and they used to wear these type of things in front of them that would apparently go behind them, similar, very similar to the case of the woman. Either way, everyone agrees, we're going to see based on the Gemara, that we're talking about something that's relevant to, royal people. The Gemara now says, the Gemara asks the very first question that we just said, that in the first case where you want it to wear it in front of you, wear it behind, and it goes behind you, you're going to be Pater. However, when it goes the way around, is also, you're going to be Chayav. Why should there be a difference where you want it to wear it behind you, now you're going to wear it before you, you're going to be Chayav. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says, the fun of the Pater, the Lovis Avin Machshavaso, the Achor of the fun of Nami, the Lovis Avin Machshavaso. The Gemara says, in both situations, your Machshava, what you intended to do was not done. If it went from your front to your back, that was not what you intended to do, so your Pater. So the same should follow, the same logic should follow, that if it went from your back to your front, you're also your thought process was not followed, and therefore you should be Pater as well, because that's not what you wanted, that's not a Malachas Machshava, it's not something that you intended on doing. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavra Mishnah Shanozul, Lo Shanozul. This is an answer the Gemara does not like to give. Tavra was saying that you write the Mishnah, break up the Mishnah, that one Tana who said the first part of the Mishnah didn't teach the other part. We don't want to say that one Mishnah itself, Minei Obey, is written by two Tanaim, but if we're stuck, this is the answer we'll give. And the Gemara now says, no, Amar Rava, my Kusha, why do you have to assume, what's so hard? You have to assume that these are two different Tanaim. Dilma The reason that in the first case, if you wanted to wear it, if you wanted to wear it in front of you and it went behind you, your Pater, because you wanted a very strong shmir, you wanted to guard it very strongly. If you have it in front of you, that's the best way of guarding something. However, in the other situation where you wanted to guard it, La'achrav, ubala lefanav, hainu taima dechayav, diskan leshmir pechusa, in a situation where it was behind you and then went in front of you, you just wanted to watch something. You didn't care if it was watched so well, so you put it behind you. But if it then falls in front of you, it goes in, and it falls in front of you, now it's in front of you, then you're guarding it even better. So then obviously your machshava was carried out. And therefore we see if your machshava is coming out, you should in fact be chayav. So the Gemara continues on Elamai Kushas and Rav was saying, what was difficult Rav Lazar found in the Mishnah? Do you go to the Masnitz in the Kushas? Not the actual Mishnah itself, but actually just the inference of the Mishnah. Because what did the Mishnah infer? The Gemara says the following. So the fact that if someone intended to say something in front of you but it came out behind you, you're going to be Pater, which sounds like that implies that if someone had intended to transfer something behind him and remain behind you, then you would in fact be Chayav. However, the second part of the Mishnah seems to contradict that. The again, only the the inference for the Mishnah. The Achra Valafanov Hudikhayev. So the Gemara says that the Seifa, which says the Achra Valafanov Hudikhayev, in a situation where it's behind you and it came in front of you, then it's going to be Chayev. Hal Achra Valafanov Patu, that it seems to imply only the implication of here, that if something was behind you, remained behind you, it's going to be exempt. So the witch of Rabbi Lazar was bothered by the inference, and Rabbi Lazar said, in a Chalami, Rabbi Lazar, Tavra Mishnah, the Tana who taught this part of the Mishnah was not the same Tana who taught the other Tana. Ravashi is bothered by that. Ravashi says, even this isn't problematic. Amar Ravashi, my Kusha, no, even that is not problematic. Dilma Lomibaikamar, maybe the Mishnah is saying, we don't even need to tell you this. We don't even tell you this. It's not even necessary to tell me that if something was originally intended to stay behind you, but remain behind you, you're going to be chayav on Shabbos. To isavid be'achshavas, because there your machshava, what you intended to do, is fulfilled. Therefore, you should be chayav. Ella afilu la'achrav al afanav yisrachalei. No, the chiddush is that even if something was behind you and then went in front of you, that's the chiddush. Not to make the diuk about achrav that it stays behind you, that it should be patur. Rather, that the chiddush is that even if it was your machshava was not completed, you're still going to be chayav. I would have thought that your person machshava was not fulfilled, lo lechayev, then a person shouldn't be chayev at all. Kamashman, and the Mishnah is therefore telling you, no, this gavan the shmir pchusa, v'atel be'el shmir mula. If you had intended for a something to be guarded on a lower level, and then it was guarded on a higher level, then in fact you would be chayev because your machshava was definitely carried out, and it's not considered as a different machshava. Now the Gemara says, well, achrav avalo achrav tonight. Should we assume the Gemara really has the extra gear? So if you look on the side, it says lema achrav avalo kantzar chomer. It gives on the side of the Masoras Shas, that was what they put on the side, that it says, should we say, because we're going to reject this, that this is Machlokas Tanaim, if something is behind you and wants to stay behind you, is a Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanaim, the price tells us, Amotzi Maos Bepundaso Piala Mala, if someone carries out coins in his money belt with its opening above, near someone's waist, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev Piala Mata, however, if its opening is downward and the money belt is easily, the money could easily fall out, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev and Chachamim are Potim, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say Chayev and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are Potim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it's not something that's secure away of the coins, it's going to be something that's going to be chayav. Chachamim hold that this is kamamish kalachiyah. It's something that's completely not the derech. Therefore, you're not going to be chayav. The Gemara says, "Amar lan Rabbi Huda said to them, "Iya temodim la'achav ba'la'achav shu chayav. You told me that if you would agree that if something stays behind you, you're going to be chayav." Ve'amrulo v'atamode kalachiyado be'aglo shu pater. But they said back to him, they said, "If someone does something and carries in a very weird way, so then obviously you're going to agree that it's exempt. So too over here, you should place in the money belt. Someone is hanging down is kalachiyado. Is considered something not in the normal fashion. Should be pater from carrying." In that fashion. So the Mara that grants Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ani Amarti Devar Echad, Vein Amar Devar Echad. Ani Lo Matzit Shuvah Levrayim, Vein Lo Matzit Shuvah Levrayim. Both of us didn't have an answer. I said something, they didn't respond, and they said something, and I didn't respond. We both had good kashas on each other's shitas. Now the Gemara wants to, we didn't get to the Raya. The Gemara now is going to say the Raya. Amid Gamar Lahu, Iyatem Modim. So the lesson of the Mishnah is that, shouldn't you at least agree to me in the situation of this? La Michal de Patri Rabbanan. Meaning, what was that? That was a situation where you held it in back of you, and you kept it there the whole time. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Lechora, he was saying that you guys should at least agree to me there. The kasha that all the Rishonim asks is that many times whenever the Gemara uses that lashon in the Mishnayos and the Braisos, that the Gemara was assuming that yes, we do agree to that case, but we don't agree on the following case. Akadei Kach, the Rashba, and others want to change the meaning of the Gemara because usually when we say Iyata Modim in lashon of Brishna that you should at least agree to me, that everyone was agreeing that yeah, in that situation you actually would agree to me in the Braisos. Okay, by the way, the way the Gemara is saying over here is that they do not agree to him in the case where it was behind you and stayed behind you. That's what the Gemara asks. Now, Lama Kalam Bachar Banner, but I assume that you are exempt in that situation. The Gemara says that Ulatamayach, but according to your very reasoning, we could say that the situation Rabbi Yehuda says in what situation Michal Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda in the situation where they said over there that if you hold something Kalachayad when it was behind your hand or that you're going to be putter. You're going to assume that Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with that and say that you're chayev. That can't be. That Tana, the Braisa tells you la'achayado v'raglo divrei kol putter, that it's on the back of someone's hand, the back of someone's foot. Everyone agreed that you're going to be putter. But that's definitely not the derech of carrying something. Gemara says la'achrav v'la'achrav divrei kol chayev. That everyone would agree that if something is behind you and you intended to be behind you and you carry it that way, then you're going to be chayev. That's fully the way of carrying la'achayado v'raglo divrei kol putter. If it was something that was on the back of your hand or foot, everyone would agree that you're going to be putter as well. Ki pligi when Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham disagree bepundaso piel. They're disagreeing with the case of the money belt is opening downwards. Mar b'dam le'la achrav v'le achrav. The Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a shmir pechusa, and therefore it's going to be chayev, just like we have a shmir pechusa but keeping behind you, and therefore it's going to be chayev. Mar b'dam le'la achrav yad v'raglo. And the Chachamim compare this case situation, place an object on the back. That's to a similar case of putting a back of your hand, a back of your foot. In which case you're going to be putter because that is not the derech, and therefore they say you are going to be putter. Now the Gemara continues. Be'emes amru aisha. They said a woman who had this pants like thing under her skirt. The Gemara Gemara says that if it turns around, you're going to be chayav. The Gemara says, Tana kol be'emes amra halachahi. Whenever we say be'emes, it's really the halacha, that's the definitive way of saying a Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara in the Bavli says. Yushami says it even stronger. Whenever it says be'emes amra, it's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. That's the halacha. Halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. So either way, the both the Bavli and Yushami seem to understand whenever the Mishnah says the lashon of be'emes amra, that is going to be how we paskin. The Mishnah Ketulah finished off. Rabbi Yehuda Amer af mekabli piskin. The letter carries as well. The Gemara says, Tana shekin lavre malchus osin ken, that this was the royal scribes would do. So again, that's the shaila. According to Rashi, it meant that they would go from one place to another, and according to the others, it meant that they would go around back and forth. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will pick up from the Mishnah. Tomorrow's off is a little bit shorter, so we'll pick up on time. Also, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.